Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
So yeah, go ahead.
Kim, I understand you're experiencing a little bit of anxiety around selling your house right now.
Yes. Yeah.
So
been on the market for a while. It's, mm-hmm. The market's pretty soft. Maybe you've had 5 walkthroughs in 3 months, and it's going to come off market the end of October. And we're not sure what the next steps are. So, yeah.
So just releasing the anxiety around this will release that from your nervous system and allow you to breathe easy and be able to figure out the next steps from a much better place than sitting in the anxiety.
Okay, sounds great.
And you said end of October, so October 31st?
Correct, yes.
End of day, like end of business day, what times?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with this exercise, we're working with the unconscious mind. And all I ask is that you simply follow my instructions. It's as simple as that. And however your unconscious mind does this is absolutely perfect. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. Your conscious mind doesn't have to be there going, am I doing this right? I don't know. We're just going to ask your unconscious mind to set aside, go do something else. It can sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And however your unconscious mind answers these questions, which is fast, the unconscious mind is fast. So the first answer you get is your unconscious answer. That's the answer that I'm looking for, okay?
Do I verbalize the answers or I'm just thinking them?
When I specifically answer, I'm going to give you instructions. Sometimes you're just moving your arms and pointing in directions and things.
Okay. And Kim, I just wanted to confirm, you've never done any timeline therapy or done in the anxiety clearing exercise, right?
No, I'm not. No.
You're brand new to this. So yeah, simplest, you know, we've talked a little bit about how timeline therapy works and how anxiety works. Like, well, anxiety is literally a warning from your unconscious mind for you to focus on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. And because remember, anxiety is worrying about something that's in the future. And so for the sale of your house, you're worrying, well, what if it doesn't sell? What if this happens? What if that? Or, you know, you're just thinking all these things. So those thoughts are creating this anxiety. So what this exercise does is allow you to create that, clear the screen, right, from the horror show over here to the love story. Because whether or not what happens, it happens, we can use our thoughts to create a positive outcome, right? Because remember, our thoughts have energy. We were just talking about our thoughts have energy. And so we don't want to put the thoughts out to the universe that, oh, it might not sell. We want to always have those thoughts pristine. And so we're projecting out to the world that things are going to go right. And so this is what this concept is we're just going to move until the love story. So we're going to guide you through it, and I'm going to help guide you. And Alyssa's going to run you through actually eliciting your timeline. And as she said, however you do it is perfectly fine. We just trust that your unconscious mind works. Now, one thing I want to pre-frame is because we're working with the unconscious mind and it works really fast, 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 we don't want you to think about the answer. It's first thing that comes up, because then we know that's your unconscious mind giving us the answer. Okay? So as soon as you ask me a question or I guide you somewhere, just go there. Allow your imagination to really come in. Because this is, remember, the unconscious mind is the home of the imagination. So this right. is what we want you to really just allow yourself to just bring up whatever is we're asking it to bring up. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions before we begin?
No?
Great. Beautiful.
So the first thing we do whenever we're working with our unconscious mind is we need to get out of our conscious mind. And the best way to do that is to take 3 deep inhales and then heavy exhales so that I can hear it coming out of your mouth like a as you drop out of your mind and down into your body. So I'll have you do that 3 times. And if you want to close your eyes, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Good.
Through the nose, out hard through the mouth. Excellent.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Kim. So, Kim, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from left to right or up to down or back to front or in some direction in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm looking for. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past, to which direction would you point? Over to your left? Perfect. And your future, what direction would you point if I asked your unconscious mind, where's your future? Perfect.
To the right, you pointed. Good.
Correct. Sorry.
Beautiful. So now as you bring to mind the directions that you've just pointed to, do you notice they imply a line?
Yes.
Perfect.
And when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual. Because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above that line. And by float, I also mean as sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Just go ahead and float up above your timeline and make sure you are looking through your own eyes. Now, remaining up above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Float back toward now and stop there. Are you there? Good. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and higher and farther back into the past. Good. And now float out into your future. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now float up higher. Float up so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long. Float up higher and higher. Good. Now float back to now. Float down into the room and open your eyes. How was that?
Well,
cool. Awesome. Easy. Thank you for following my instructions. That is literally all that is required. So I'm now going to hand it over to Billy for the actual change work that we do. For all of the techniques we use, explaining it and the setup takes so much longer than the actual change work.
Because as we said, you know, working with the unconscious mind, it works really, really fast. So the change work happens super, super fast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had mentioned that your home is for sale and you want it sold by October 31st, correct? This year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very clear about the dates, right? Because it could be October 1st next year. So what I'm going to do is I want you to bring to mind what would be, first of all, before we even go there, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not really, a little bit of anxiety, 10 being the most anxious you've ever been, about the sale of your home, where are you on that scale?
Probably around a 7.
A 7, okay. So fairly high.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So now, what could be, I want you to bring to mind and explain to me, what would be the perfect outcome for this?
That we keep the house and I find money that comes to be able to help manage the extra expenses for keeping it.
Oh, so you want to keep the house?
I prefer to, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a little different because if we're wanting to, if you don't want to sell and we don't want to be thinking of it selling.
Yeah. So I think that's where the anxiety is that yes, selling it would be good and we'd have a totally different lifestyle. But then reality is it would be nice to keep it because our kids are still at home. But that scenario wouldn't necessarily be the best for our family. So, yeah, that's where the anxiety, like the whole process is uncertain. Yeah.
Okay. So because this technique specifically is for a very highly contextualized incident, we need to pick one of the two. Because remember, we can't use the unconscious mind. It needs to know, like, what am I supposed to think about? Do you want me to think about living in the house and having a great time? Or do you want me to think about selling the house and moving on and having another adventure? It needs to have a very specific picture. So which of those two would be the better outcome for you? And what is causing the greater anxiety for you?
I think the better outcome is to sell.
Okay.
Just move on. Yeah.
So, remember what I that metaphor I used at the beginning of, sometimes, like, we don't know what's at the top of the other side, right? And it might take a little bit of work, but, you know, there could be the grass could be greener on the other side, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go with that one. So by October 31st, let's say end of business day is 6 p.m., right? Or 9, let's say 9 p.m., because sometimes realtors work late. So it's usually 9 p.m., usually that's when contracts are usually done by, right? So let's say by 9 p.m. on October 31st, what could be the best outcome for the sale of your home?
But we're signing an offer.
Okay, like asking price over at, like, are you just asking?
Asking price.
Okay.
We can do asking price or more.
Yeah.
Asking price or more
with a quick move out.
I was going to say quick completion, very little subjects, you know, all that, right? A very clean
contract. Exactly.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, when you say that, Kim, can you think of that actually happening? Like, who obviously will be there with, who will you be with there in your home when you're doing this signing?
My husband, Brent.
Okay. So your husband or your children be there? You said your children are there?
Two of my children are home, so Jessica and Brandon.
Okay. So let's bring that picture to mind, okay? Because I'm going to actually get you to bring this picture up when we're actually out there on your timeline. So again, you can see, like, a lot of the setup takes a lot longer than the actual technique. It's going to be really fast. So we want to get the picture really clear for your unconscious mind to know exactly what it need, where it needs to go. So you're sitting there, like, are you sitting where you're sitting right now? Or you're okay, with your husband, two kids. You're signing the contract with, you know, I know they do everything online. So the DocuSign, you're signing the thing and you're saying, okay, good, done. And it's the best contract you could have been offered. Okay. Asking for above with very little, with quick completion and very little subjects. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just the big subjects, no complications. So I want to bring that picture, like, have that picture clear, because I'm going to ask you to bring up that picture in a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. And this technique, we go out past the successful completion of that. So if we're saying, like, by 9 o'clock, this is going to be done, and we're going to say go past 15 minutes past. So it's going to be about 9:15, 9:30, something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anytime we work with the unconscious mind, we always ask permission. Okay. So before we do that, Kim, I'm just going to have you close your eyes, get back out of your head, back into your body again, because you've been in your head. Big deep breath. Breathe out hard, back into your body. Good. Now, Kim, is it all right for your unconscious mind for us to release this anxiety today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. So, Kim, I'd like you to float up above your timeline. Just float up above your timeline. And I want you to float out 15 minutes past the successful completion of the thing that you thought you were anxious about. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now turn and look toward now. And remember, bring the picture of that successful completion to mind. Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now look toward now and ask yourself, where's the anxiety?
Gone.
Beautiful. Float back to now. Float back to now. Come back down into now. Come back into the room and open your eyes. Congratulations. Do you see how simple that is?
Oh my God.
Is that not
kind of silly?
Right? It's absolute. It literally is. I'm shifting, clearing the screen. That's why we call it clear the screen from the Laura Show of all the things that can go wrong. Literally to it, completing, and anxiety disappears. Anxiety no longer needs to be present because it's done its job. Mm. It's done its job to remind you, hey, Kim, stop thinking about what you're not supposed to think. Think of it like the rumble strips. You know, we use this analogy a lot. You're driving down the highway and you're veering off and it's like, brr. That's like that. Think of that's what anxiety is. It's just like, hey, like get out of the horror show lane, get back into the love story lane, because you can't be in both at the same time, right?
No.
One or the other. And the beautiful thing with this technique now, Kim, is you can use this as much as possible, because again, the anxiety will come back, because again, it has this job. And every time it comes out, just close your eyes, float up, go out. Okay, let me just think of the successful completion. Boom, anxiety gone, come back. Mm-hmm. It is actually that simple. This is what we call the unconscious.
Well, thank you very much.
And you cannot OD on that technique, right? That's the beauty of it. And that's what we mean when we say it's so quick. It's so simple. The setup takes longer. And that's why people turn around and go, oh, it can't be that easy. That's programming. If you believe it can't be that easy, when we tap into our unconscious mind, it absolutely can be that easy. And when we have the tools and we know how to use them, we can use them whenever we need them, because life happens. We're not saying you're never going to have anxiety again. You will. And now you have a tool, and you'll recognize and you'll appreciate the anxiety showing up, because you'll go, oh, I'm focusing on the wrong thing. Let me use my tool to shift my focus.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. Thank you.
It is really good. And this is literally how timeline therapy works as well. We go through the 7 top negative emotions: anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, and shame. And then your top 2 to 3 limiting beliefs, which are one or a combination of unworthy, unlovable, not good enough, or powerless.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.